A bid to end public financing of elections for high offices in Florida gained momentum yesterday when the House Policy and Budget Council voted along party lines to eliminate public financing for governor and other cabinet offices. The legislation comes in the form of a proposed constitutional amendment that would repeal the provision passed in 1998 by Floridians that guarantees a public match for qualified candidates. The bill is being sponsored in the House by Republican Alan Hayes.
I consider it morally wrong for anybody, any governmental agency, to extract tax dollars from their citizens and use some of that money to support the political campaigns of candidates. And some of those candidates may completely disagree with the ideas of the citizens, of some citizens. In other words, if you are a candidate and you think that a particular issue should be solved one way and someone else thinks that issue should be solved another way, why should the state take the money of people and give it to candidates with whom the people disagree?
To qualify for a public match, candidates must raise $100,000 on their own, $150,000 for gubernatorial candidates, and agree to spending limits. Ben Wilcox is with the good government group Common Cause, based in Tallahassee. He said it would be a mistake for the democratic process in the state to eliminate public financing.
When you consider what the goals of public financing of campaigns are, if you have a system that is working properly, it reduces the influence of special interests that they're able to obtain through campaign contributions on the public policy making process. And then in the end, taxpayers, I think, you know, benefit from that because, you know, special interests aren't able to buy, you know, deregulation or tax breaks or, favorable treatment from politicians through the legislature.
But Representative Alan Hayes, who represents parts of Lake, Seminole, and Volusia counties in the legislature, disagrees with such critics.
They claim that it's going to level the playing field, and nothing could be further from the truth. It has not leveled the playing field, and I just think that it's wrong to do that.
And Hayes says the timing of this bill, which comes during an extremely tight fiscally budgeted year, is purely coincidental.
I didn't jump on this and say all of a sudden, oh yeah, now that we're having budget woes, let's use this as a money-saving activity. Frankly, in the 2006 race was when we spent the most amount of money, exceeded $11 million in that one year. You know, you divide that over a four-year election cycle, and you're looking at, you know, $2 or $3 million a year is all it saves. But try telling school teachers that that $2 or $3 million is insignificant to their classrooms, or try telling a mother of a child who needs some health care that it's more important that we spend that money on political campaigns than it is for health care for her child.
One factor in why the 2006 election cost the state $11 million in public campaign funding is that the year before, the legislature dramatically increased the spending limits for the governor and lieutenant governor's positions from $5 million to $20.5 million and from $2 million to $10.5 million for other cabinet offices. For Common Cause's Ben Wilcox, that dramatic escalation in spending limits is what needs reform, not the entire concept.
So the public is no longer getting the benefit of having, you know, reduced campaign costs, which is part of how the whole system of public financing, you know, is set up. And that is the goal, that the system is meant to accomplish. But by raising the spending limit so high, the public doesn't get the benefit of reduced campaign costs.
In your ideal world, would you bring those back down to what it was before 3 years ago?
Yeah. I mean, that would be a good first step, you know, if we wanted to, you know, fix our system of public financing rather than just, you know, throwing the baby out with the bathwater, so to speak.